This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1282. Meanwhile, get Band 9 linking words.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, you'll learn about a mistake to avoid on IELTS speaking and writing. We share a common error and 4 high-level linking phrases that will boost your speaking and writing scores.
Aubrey, we have some amazing Band 9 transition phrases for our students today. What made you think of teaching these things?
Right. In the middle of a class, I had this great idea. So I started taking notes on it. Meanwhile, the student was very patient and just listened. Give you guys a little example there. Yeah, I was teaching a personal coach writing IELTS class. And we were going over a task 1 essay, and I saw a mistake that I've seen other students make. You guys could very easily make this mistake. It's with linking words that are very useful for speaking. Writing task 2, writing task 1, and we want to make sure you guys don't ever make this mistake. So we're going to get into it today.
Yeah, guys, we have so many great examples. We have 4 phrases for you. And for each phrase, we are going to give you sentences that you can really actually use on the IELTS exam for speaking and writing, because these are very high level words today, guys. And I know you guys are already expressing these ideas in speaking and writing, because the definitions are kind of simple, you know, like at the same time or before that, until then. Like, these are easy to understand, but difficult to use. So today you're going to learn these 4 phrases and find out how you can actually use them on test day.
Exactly. Yes. And we want to really quick give you a little bonus info right here from the jump, which means right at the beginning.
Nice.
That this essay the student had written, it had so much high level vocabulary and the overall trend was great. There were so many good things happening. But then with this, you know, this little linking phrase there was actually a much bigger problem with the essay that I also want you guys to avoid, which is he was jumping around in time and it made it very incohesive, very confusing. Yeah. I had to keep looking at the chart to understand what was happening. It wasn't, the information was not clearly divided in the body paragraphs and was really jumping around. And sometimes he was sort of describing the information that was changing over time and sometimes describing specific points in time, more like a static essay. Mm-hmm. So that's also something really quick that we want to draw your attention to make sure you don't make the same mistake.
Yeah, guys, here's how I like to put this to students. And this is exactly what I say in 3 Keys IELTS as well. When you are organizing your academic task 1 essay, it has to be organized the most simple way possible. If you are given years, like change over time, that's how you organize your numbers from beginning to end. You don't present a number from 2023 and then a number from 2019 and then a number from 2035 or whatever. No, right. Why? I know that you guys are trying to make it maybe fancy by making it complicated, but that is always a mistake and it will lower your task score and your cohesion coherence score. All right, guys. So you never, never, never want to make the examiner look back at the graph. When I read your task 1 essay, I should never have to look at the graph. Right. I've already looked at it, right? I just want to read your essay from beginning to end and understand exactly what I'm looking at.
Yes, there's something you say in one of the 3 Keys writing module videos, which I love, where you're saying the examiner should be able to read your essay and draw a simple graph that's very similar to the one you're looking at in your task 1. And if they can't, or if it would take a half an hour for them to do that, puzzling out your essay, that is going to score very low.
The longer, I remember when I was an examiner, like the longer it took me to understand your essay, the lower your score was going to be.
Yep.
Obviously, right? Because I have have to like read stuff a few times and like it's confusing, you're going to get a low score. All right, let's get into this. I'm going to say vocabulary, but yeah. these are linking words. These are transition phrases, time markers. So, okay. The first phrase is in the meantime, right? Which means like while or until then. Usually we are linking two ideas, like this is a thing that's going to happen in the future. And until then, this is another thing that's going to happen, right? So it might help to like draw a timeline for yourself if this is confusing, but that's what it means, okay? So let's see. We could use this in speaking. We could say, I'm so busy. I have zero time for hobbies. However, in the meantime, I could do something that's not time consuming, like play the piano for 10 minutes.
Yes, right. Or task two writing. This could be very useful if you say, if you write, you know, it will take eons to see positive change from any government policy. In the meantime, individuals must take responsibility for their actions. So useful.
I could see this being so great for problem solution essays, right? Because maybe you offer a solution that will take a really long time, you know, like lots of solutions take a really long time because these problems are big, like global warming and stuff like that. Like solutions will take a long time, right? So you could present a long-term solution and then say, however, in the meantime, you know, short term, right now, we could still solve this by doing blah, blah, blah.
Yes, absolutely, right? Okay, so the second one is meanwhile. And this is where the student made that essay. So we'll teach you meanwhile, and then I'll share that sentence so you can sort of start saying, ooh, I can see how this would be a very easy mistake to make. So meanwhile means during that time. So for speaking, you might say, my best friend Alice, you say you're talking about a surprise party your friends threw you in speaking part two, right? And you're like, my friend Alice distracted me chatting about her day. Meanwhile, my friend went to the back and brought out a gift they had bought to surprise me.
Nice. I love it. And so guys, these examples are so great because you can see how we use these both formally and informally, right? So the thing about high-level linking words, like we're teaching you today, guys, you can use these everywhere, right? So here's a formal example for writing task two. Companies are spending exorbitant amounts of money paying CEO bonuses. Meanwhile, the average employee's salary barely covers their cost of living. You know, I was just listening to a podcast about this. I'm not even joking. I listened to The Dollop. It's a history comedy podcast, but they're very lefty liberals, both of these guys, and they love politics. They're very educated in the history of economy and government policies, but they're talking about this like in the past. Sorry, I'm getting off on a bit of a tangent.
I feel very strongly about this, so I'm okay with the tangent. Maybe we'll talk more about it later because I think it's bonkers.
It is bonkers. In the past, like 1950s and 60s, now this is America, right? Yeah. The gap between your average employee and the CEO was not huge, right? That's why everybody could afford a house in their 20s, right? Mm-hmm. But these days, you can see this on YouTube. I'm, you know, showing you with my hands. But these days, the gap between the average employee and the CEO is enormous.
Millions of dollars.
Millions. Okay. Anyway, let's move on.
I do want to highlight some grammar, some punctuation here, because if you look at these two separate sentences, and definitely come back to the blog so you can see these written out. We'll put this in the blog. You can see the punctuation because that speaking example, we have the first sentence, right? My friend Alice distracted me chatting about her day, period. New sentence. Meanwhile, comma, my friend went in the back. This second sentence, it's going to be a little different, right? We heard companies are spending exorbitant amount of money paying CEO bonuses, semicolon, same sentence still, no capital, no stop. Meanwhile, comma, the average employee's salary. So this can be used both ways, but you cannot just have a comma and continue, right? This type of conjunction requires either ending the sentence, starting a new one, and then comma, or a semicolon. So pay attention to the punctuation. Pay attention to that because your grammar score can go down and your cohesion coherence score if you use these amazing high-level linking words, but then mess up the punctuation. So it does matter.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, so let's talk about simultaneously and concurrently. All right, so these are adverbs, guys. They're not necessarily transition phrases or linking words, but they do mark time. And so therefore, they do go towards your cohesion coherence score, but we still need to use them with a conjunction if we're joining two sentences. So you should use them with while simultaneously, right? If we're using it to join two ideas. Here's an example. Now, both of these mean at the same time. All right. So easy idea. You can use these everywhere. All right. The chief advantages of studying abroad are that one might learn a new language more quickly while simultaneously expanding one's ability to empathize with different cultures. All right. So, yeah, it does seem like we're repeating ourselves because they have similar meanings, right? But guys, it's very high level to highlight that these two things are happening at the same time by saying while. That's the conjunction. Simultaneously is the adverb.
Absolutely. And this is band nine vocabulary, band nine linking words. I don't think I have ever seen a student do this in an essay or save on speaking using concurrently or simultaneously in this way. I would be so impressed. I'm like making notes, give you a higher score. It's impressive. Yeah.
Totally.
And okay, so let me give you a writing example for task one for this, right? You might say numbers increased for group one while they simultaneously fell for group two.
Awesome.
Right? So you see, you have to repeat the subject there while they simultaneously fell. Or if you don't, you could have the gerund while simultaneously falling for group two. But you do need to pay attention to that. That's why these are band nine. They're a little more difficult to use.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Yeah, definitely come back to the blog, guys. Just go to All Ears English and you could search for this episode. It is episode 1282. So you can see these sentences typed out. All right. Now, last example today, guys, concurrently, same meaning as simultaneously, also an adverb. I wanted to give you guys a task one letter general example here. So we can say, I am able to learn new tasks at light speed while concurrently fulfilling all my daily responsibilities. So maybe you have to, you know, write a letter about applying for a job or something.
Oh, and I love that metaphor of saying I'm able to learn tasks at light speed. That's like such a great exaggeration. Obviously,
right?
You can't do anything at light speed, but we do. We say that. It's so native and natural, very high scoring, very idiomatic. But also all right. High level, right? Very formal.
Yeah, super high level.
Or candy.
All right, last example today, guys. This is from a task two essay. You could say, the new curriculum must be used concurrently with the new teacher training. So I wanted to give you an example of using it as an adverb and not just, you know, as a as a linking word with while. Okay, so one more time, guys. The new curriculum must be used concurrently, right? Because it's describing how it's used with the new teacher training. So again, guys, come back to the blog. We gave you so many amazing example sentences today. Not just high-level linking words, but as Aubrey noted just a minute ago, using them with the correct grammar and punctuation really increases that grammar score as well. So definitely come back to allearsenglish.com and search 1282.
Awesome. Oh, so interesting. I am so proud of us for doing such a very useful episode. So guys, welcome. This was a really good one. They're all good, but this
You're
was really
welcome.
Good.
I just bowed facetiously if you guys want to see that on YouTube.
Don't miss it. It was really good.
All right. Awesome. Aubrey, thank you so much. This was an awesome episode.
Yeah, see you next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.